Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Zayin. A couple of important Shas topics that come up on today's daf. Some we alluded to already, and some will come up on Amud Beis. Okay, Tanan. There's an important Rashi here that I neglected to mention yesterday, but we will mention it a little later about the Makar for Ma'os Konos. The Rashi happens to be on this daf, Mem Vav Amud Beis, on the Gemara that we did already, but we'll discuss it later on when we get up to the main part, and that is on today's daf on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, just keep that in mind. Tznan says the Mishnah, middle of the Mem Vav Amud Beis. Kol Metaltzlin Konin Zeh Zeh. Our Mishnah at the beginning of Hazahav said that all Metaltzlin are Kona each other, meaning if we are bartering, so then once I give you one of the items, when I give you an item, so then the other item is Nikra to me automatically. Konim Zeh Zeh. Right, the first half of the Mishnah was about if one thing is metaltelin, one thing is peiros, and the other is tiva, one's currency and one's merchandise, then the merchandise creates the kenyan. But if you have two items that are both merchandise, metaltelin, then they are kone zedzeh. The Amar Reish Lakish, v'yafilu kis mali mos, but kis mali mos, and Reish Lakish explains our Mishnah, even if you have two bags of money and you're trading with each other. Two bags of money, that also would work. Aye, so doesn't that show that metaltelin this can be nikne b'chalipin. I'm not about matbeya could be nasa chalipin because you see it's both money here. So which is the sugi that we've been talking about? Tirgam aravacha no, but dinar ankav anigra. We're talking about money that is not usable anymore. Ankav anigra. Right, Rashi says ankav anigra towards the bottom that these are two types of money that either the government or the people have made unusable, as the Gemara continues to explain. Echad shepasalta malchus, one of this money is the government has already said, take this out of circulation. If that's the case, then it's still used on the black market privately, but the government says not to use it. Echad shepasalta medina, and the other one is an example where the whole country stopped using money. You could use it somewhere else, but you just can't use it here. So those are the two cases that the Mishnah is talking about, that Metaltzlin could be Kone Zeh Zeh. Vitzricha, and I need both of these Chidushim. One, that Metaltzlin or Konim Zeh Zeh, if the government said it's not usable, or if it's Lamais and not usable in the country. Diyesh Minim Pasalta Malchus, if I would say that only coins that the government says is not usable, that's Kone Zeh Zeh, meaning, and I might think that that's allowed to be nikne b'chalipin mishum delo sagi klal. Maybe that's because there's no legal way to use it. There's no legal way to use it, and therefore that's not considered matbeya. That's considered peiros, and therefore it's usable. It's usable for chalipin. Aval pasalta medina desagi lebe b'medina chrisi. But if the entire country doesn't use it, but it's totally usable in a different country. It's not like the government of all of these countries said it's no good. You can use it in a different country. Maybe I would say that in that case, just pasal de medina, it is still considered a coin. And you wouldn't be able to use it for chalipin. That's why you have to say the case of pasalto medina. What about the other way? V'yishmin and pasalto medina. And if you'd have only said the case of pasalto medina, where this country said it's no good, v'yishmin delo sagile lo besinav lo befarhesya. Maybe that's because the reason that you could use it for chalipin and it's not considered matbeya is because you can't use it here at all, public or private. Avo pasalto malchus, but if the government makes it, takes it out of commission, the sagile bitsino, where it's still usable on the black market in private in that same country, maybe that would be considered a coin still and currency, and you would not be able to use it for chalipin. Sricha, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is referring to cases of ankav anigra, where the items are somewhat unusable. Once they're somewhat unusable, they are no longer considered matbeya. They could be considered an asset, merchandise, and therefore one could do chalipin with them, even according to the Manda Amar of Ein Matbeya, Nikne, or Nase, chalipin. Okay, that ends yesterday's discussion. Now we go to the next sugya. Amar Rabba, last line. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Two, we have a machlokas here within the opinion of Rav Huna. Rabba in the name of Rav Huna and Rav Abba in the name of Rav Huna. First Rabba, Amar Rabba. Amal Rav Huna Macharli Be'elu Kana. Somebody goes over to their friend and gives them a chunk of money, gives them a handful of money, a sack of money. Says, here, take these, and I'll buy the merchandise with it. And the seller doesn't focus on how much he's getting. The seller doesn't care. He just says, okay. Just doesn't see how much it is. Just a bunch of coins. So machar le be'elu kana, the Kenyan works in that case once he gets the sack of money. Why? We'll have to see in a minute. The yesh lo, all right, you might say, what do you mean? That's money. We said that money doesn't, right? It's not the money that causes the Kenyan. It's always the object. It's always the payra. It's not the tiva. So we'll see. The yesh lo alav onah. But even though the Kenyan works, there is isurim of onah. Something we'll discuss a little later as well. But we know hilchas onah, there are three levels of onah. If somebody rips off their friend more than one-sixth, more than one-sixth of a rip-off of the price, so then the halacha is, not that's an avera, they're all averas, that's an avera, but not only that, the whole mekach is chozer bo. You got the whole, it's all the mekach tos. Then if it's more than a sixth, it's less than a sixth, so then nothing. Most Rishonim say, there is an avera there, there's an issa daraisa, but nothing occurs. If it is exactly one-sixth, so then mekach kayam umachzir esa ona. Then you got to get, then the mekach is kayam is exactly a sixth, and you have to just give back the extra sixth. So that's dinim of ona. Again, it's coming up in the parashas a couple of weeks ago. There are various types of ona. There's ona's mamon, what we're referring to. There's ona's dvarim, right? What we say, the isra of reminding a ger where he came from. That's the isra of ona's dvarim, making fun of somebody. So various types of ona. But here we're talking about ona's mamon, which applies to transactions. So here says Rabba Amrafuna, even though the sale works, where he says take some money. And the sale would work, but there would be onah if the math did not work out. And this works, by the way, both if the buyer or the seller was nisana, right? Onah doesn't only work in one direction. Both, you know, if he charges too much or too little. So now the Gemara explains itself. Kana, why does the Kenyan work? Avak Abdullah Mashach, even though he didn't pull the merchandise, why does it work if he just gave the money? Right, we've said the past five lot, if you just give the money, it's no Kenyan. No. Kivan Delo Kapid, Kana, since the seller is obviously not Makbid, because the buyer just said, here, take this bunch. He said, okay. And he takes the bunch. He's not Makbid, obviously, on the value. He's just taking the bunch of coins. So Kana, therefore, it must be that it works. Dikki Khalipid Dami, it's like Khalipid. Just like Chalipin, as we discussed yesterday and more today, you give a handkerchief, you give a pen, you lift it up, boom, the Kenyan happens. You don't care how much it's worth. Just a little symbolic type of Kenyan. So to here, this must be a symbolic type of Kenyan, and therefore the Kenyan will work. As we'll see in a few minutes, though, the Gemara is going to ask, but Matbe is not Nikneb Chalipin, as we'll see. Nasa Chalipin. V'yesh lo olav onah, but the second half of the statement, the Kenyan works because he's not makpid on the item, and therefore it's like Chalipin, but there's still onah. D'machor li be'elu ka'amar lei. Because he still said a lashon of sell me. It's still mekach u'mevker. It's still a sale going on here. And if it's a sale, so then there are going to be halachas of onah. There are two days here in the Nemukhi Yosef. Other Rishonim too, but the Nemukhi Yosef has both opinions. Whether there is any diak from this Gemara, whether there is ona'a by a kinyan chalipin. Let's say it's not a sale. It's a pure kinyan chalipin. Is there ona'a there? Is there ona'a there? So says the Menuka Yosef, Nira Midvar, it sounds like from this Gemara, the chalipin ain't by ona'a. But it sounds like there is no ona'a by chalipin. Why? Elam kein makbet alayim, unless you're makbet about the value. De b'chi ha'gavna vadi yesh lam ona'a. Because what does our Gemara say? It's like chalipin, the second half. The second half says, there is ona, why? Because machar li be'elu kamar lei. There is a machira here. Mashpah, that just a chalipin would not be a problem of ona. But because there's machar li be'elu, that's the reason that there is ona. But then he quotes Aval Ramban Kasav. He quotes his great-great-great-grand Rebbe. Right, the Ramban Kasav, da'afilu chalipin yesh lam ona, kimecher. Right, no, even chalipin, even a regular kinyan chalipin has isurim of ona. Umay de ka'amar de machar li. So why does the Gemara focus on that lashon? Lav mishum lashon machira dafka. That's not specifically say that, oh, you need that lashon. Who adin chalipin? Even chalipin would have an ela hafikar, but this is what the Gemara means. Afal pi sha'amar be'elu, she'nira she'eno makpid, eno yotze mideo na'ala olam. Just means, even though he said these, right, take these, but he still used a lashon that he's interested in something happening here. Not stam and bechir, but he's interested in a kinyan happening here. B'mechir o b'chalipin. And therefore, there is no diyuk that there is no onah by chalipin. It's still possible to read the Gemara as assuming that there is onah by a kinyan chalipin. Okay, so that is Rav Huna number one. Rav Huna number one, again, I go to you and say, here, take this bunch of money, I'll buy your couch. And you say, fine, you don't even focus on the amount of money, you just take it. So that kinyan works, just like chalipin works, where you're not makbid about the money, but there is isurim of onah there because it is a transaction subject to regular dini onah. That is version one. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, Rav Abba on the name of Rav Huna says differently. Machar li be'elu kana ve'elo on lavana. No, it is there. It does work, and there is no ona. So now the Gemara explains. Pshita damim ve'e makbar aleihem. In a case where he's giving the value, like in our case, but you see that the seller is not makbar on how much it is. Hakamina dekani dekhalipin damu. Everybody said that the kinyan works like khalipin. Chalipinu makbar alein mai. What about the other case? Asked the Gemara. What if you have a case of kinyan chalipin, but he is makbar on the value? The person is makbar. Like you give the handkerchief to, we'll see who gives who the handkerchief later, but the person gets the handkerchief and the sudar, and he is makbar on how much it's worth. He doesn't just take it as a sabalah kid, he's makbar on it. Right? Rashi says, fourth skinny line. Nasan lo chefetz b'chefetz, b'toras chalipin, liknos kedin kinyin, shekonim b'sudar, v'zem makbar liros. He has sudar shavet kolkach. Right? I want you to use a fancy ballpoint pen, you know, for the chalipin. Right? So what happens in that case? I mean, do we say that the kinyin does not take place until both sides, right? Not just the chalipin, but the other object is transferred or not? Or do we say a chalipin is automatic? Because most people are a makbid. So Amar of Adabar Ava Tashma, let's try to prove it from the following. Hare Shahaya Tofes Paraso. Person's holding a cow, standing in the marketplace. Yomid Ubacha Vomid and standing. Ubacha Ver Vamarlo Paras Chaloma. Hey, what do you have your cow here for? How are you doing? So Lechamarni Zarach. I have my cow here because I'm looking to buy a donkey. Hayeshli Chamarsha, and he knows Hilacha. Ah, I'll give you a donkey. Your lucky day. Paras chabakama, how much you want for your para? Bakach bakach, this is what I'm looking for. Chamar chabakama, how much for your donkey? Bakach bakach, this amount. Meaning, what's the important about the case? They're not just doing a regular chalipin, we're substituting, you know, not caring about how much is each one is worth. They each ask the other one, how much do you want for your cow? And then they are each accepting the other person's animal for that value. But you see, they're makbid. That's the key issue here. So it's a case of makpid of kinyan chalipin. Remember we said chalipin could be shava b'shava or shava b'sheino shava. But this sounds like a barter, but they're each makpid about how much the value is. Mashach balachamar is a para. And what happens? So the balachamar, the donkey owner, pulls the para, so now he has the cow. Below his big balapar lepshachas a chamar, but before the balapar can pull the chamar, achemes a chamar, the chamar died. So what's the halacha there? Lo kana balachamar is a para. The balachamar is not, even though the balachamar already pulled the cow, doesn't work. The kinyan doesn't work. Why? Shma mina. So what do you see from here? Chalipin umakbar aleihem lo kana. It must be because of our question. This is a case of chalipin, but you see they're asking each other about how much each is worth. So they're makbar about the values of this barter. So it must be it's not nikneh until both sides get their merchandise. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara answers maybe not. Amarava. Adu chalipin b'shuftani askinan. The lo kapti. Right? Are we talking about chalifin of fools that they're not makbid, right? Of course, elakol chalifin mikbid kapti v'kana. Every chalifin, people focus a little bit on what they're getting, on the pen, on the symbolic kinyan. Again, we'll talk more about that soon. Everybody's makbid in general, and you see, it still works. This case that we just mentioned, it must be a new kimta here. V'hachal mayaskina de amar lei chamar bepar betzleh. You know what must be the case here, where the guy has a donkey and he's selling it for the other guy's cow and sheep. He has a donkey, he's selling it for two animals. And you know what happened? He only pulled one of them. That's why it didn't work here. Really, a case of chalipin where the person is makbid, it would work right away. That's the nature of chalipin. Chalipin works, it's a kinyan. Even if, right, that's if you hold mashichas daraisa, right, when you pull, even though you're focused on getting the other item, it works. So generally, chalipin can work automatically, even if you're makbid. This case is different because he only pulled half of what he is getting. Interesting discussion, machlokas we've shown him here. What happens, right here, he was buying the cow and the sheep for the donkey. So you can't say that when he pulled the cow, he now owns half the donkey. Right? A donkey is not splittable. What happens, though, if there is something splittable that he is trading in? And he pulled half of the other person's stuff. So is he at least kone half of his stuff? If it's splittable, or you say, no, it's a package deal. That's a machlokas here between the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba here says, Idavka gives a case of chamor. V'pnei she'en chamor ro'i lichalek lo kana klau. Aval ilu amarle. But if the case was, para v'tle bikur chitim, what if you're giving me a cow and a sheep for a kur of wheat? So then, umashkel apara v'lo mashkei l'tzlaya, and then he only pulled the cow, kana chitim keneged apara. Then it would work. You don't look at package deals, you look at the values. And if you were kona, if you pulled the half of what you're supposed to get, then half of your stuff goes to the other guy. And if it's splittable, so if it's a pound of wheat, a core of wheat, so then it would be okay. Al ma'avabishu mekach echad, im hechzik b'miksas v'nasan damav, kona osa miksas, v'lo amrinan kivan sh'amekach echad lo kani l'chasoyin. That's the Rashba. And the Ritva Beferish argues. The Ritva says, right here, Vishaminan mehacha shahakon metaltlin bemekach echad umashach veksasan lokana shim shachakol. That's what you see from this Gemara. Don't tell me chamar is dafka. This is the case. You know, you could always, I guess, split the chamar also. Sell the chamar for put it on the market, get money for the chamar, and then take half the money. But you don't do that. Says the Ritva, you see that kinyanim go together. It must be package deals. And then he says at the end also, v'lo od elo dekol kihai anan sadi. We can assume that this is what they want. People don't want half of donkeys and half items. If I'm buying a core of wheat, I want a core of wheat. Right? So therefore, Machlokas Rashba and the Ritva, is there any diyuk from this Gemara about partial kinyanim? If I pulled half of my items and my stuff is splittable, do we say that it could be split? Machlokas here. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, about 20 lines down. Macharli be'elu kana v'yishto alavona, as we said before, if I give you a sack of money and you don't focus on it, at how much it is, so you get, it's kona right then. So lema savar avhuna matbein asa chalifin. What, so is that supposed to tell me that my repuna holds, right, our machlokas, Rav and Levi, which we've been discussing, that you can make a kinyan chalipin with money? Again, what's the issue? Usually chalipin is done with objects. You could use an object for chalipin. Can you use money for chalipin? Can money be a chameleon and not be money? Can money be an object? So that was the machlokas, whether matbeis nasa chalipin or not. So can we prove from this gemara that Ravuna holds that it can be? Because you give the money, the guy's not focusing on how much it is, but you say it's nikna right away. So the Gemara says, "Lo, Rav Huna sav like Rabbi Yochanan." No, really, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, which we already had yesterday, and we're going to have the main Gemara on Amud Beis today. The Amar Dvar Torah Mos Konos. Rabbi Yochanan really holds that Mida Oraisa Mos is Kona. Meaning, if I give you money for an object, boom, the kinyan is done. The object belongs to me right when I pay for it, even if I didn't get it yet. Mida Oraisa. Why then did Chazal say that does not work? Chazal say it's not enough if you give the money, it still belongs to the seller until the seller gives it to you. Why were Chazal oker, the kinyan of ma'os? They uprooted it and said the kinyan only works once you give the merchandise. Gzeira d'rabanan, gzeira shemer yomrulo, nisrufu chitech ba'aliyah. What's going to happen? Reuven's going to give Shimon the money, and the next day Shimon's going to come and say, Reuven, you know what happened? Terrible. You know, your wheat that you own now that's in my yard, an ones happened to it. Or a quasi-ones that might have been prevented had he really still been the owner. And because we don't want that, we want it to be Moser Nefesh for the property, and he won't if he knows it's not his. So we say it belongs to the seller until he gives it over. That's the usual svar of Rabbi Yochanan. Moses Konos, Midi Rabbanon, we say Meshicha. So, as we said, Milsa Deshchicha Gazir Be Rabbanon, Milsa Deloshchicha Lagazir Be Rabbanon. Rabbanon only made this Gzeira in a case of milsa d'shchicha, so in common cases, but in this uncommon case, people don't usually take money without focusing on how much it's worth. Right? Okay, I'll take that sack of coins for this item. They don't do that. That's milsa d'shchicha. They focus on how much money you're giving them. So again, this is it's not a regular case, not a common case, so lo gazer b'rabanan, therefore the din d'araisa stays, ma'os is konos. So this has nothing to do with chalipin. It's not a chalipin case. This is a regular kinyan kesef. I'm giving you the money, and it is working, so therefore there's no riot to the case of Mabeya Natsah Chalipin. So we asked, does Rav Huna hold this? And we said, no. So Amalei Mar Huna, Pereder of Nachman or Ravashi. So just another version. Atunachim Masisullah. Your version was, as just said, you wanted to bring a riot, what Rav Huna Shita was, and we rejected it. Anan Achim Masinullah. We have a statement. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, in Mabeya Natsah Chalipin. We just have it as a statement. Rav Huna holds, in Mabeya Natsah Chalipin. Period. Here we go. B'meh Konin. Next few lines are very important. B'meh Konin. With whose kli, with whose sudar, does a Kenyan sudar take kick in? Whose sudar did you use? Two choices, right? If I'm buying your couch through Kinyan Suder, do we use my handkerchief, my pen, or yours? That's a question. So, Rav Amar b'Kilav Shalkoneh. Rav says, Kilav Shalkoneh, which you might have said is more logical. Why Kilav Shalkoneh? Why? Because the Koneh is getting something, so he should give his handkerchief to the Makna to lift up, to do the Kiddush HaLipin. Right? That's a usual barter. Usually things go in opposite directions. So, Rav Shita sounds beautiful. It makes a lot of sense. Kilav Shalkoneh. But my Rebbe Rosenzweig pointed out that the Gemara gives a very verbose and wordy reason here. The Gemara could have just said, because it's a barter. He's getting an item, so he's giving his item. But what does the Gemara say? The nichale lekone, the levi makne kone, because the kone is very happy that the makne is kone, his item. So that the makne is very happy, and now he'll full-heartedly give the item to the kone. Very, very unusual lashon. Right, the Kone is happy that the Makne is going to take his Sudar, so that the Makne has a full Gemiras Das to be Makne, the other item, to the Kone himself. The Gemara just says it's a barter. Very verbose Lashon here. V'Levi Amar, V'Kelev Shal Makne, Kitabina L'Mim L'Kamon. Now Levi already is a very unusual Shita. Because what's Levi? The Makne, meaning I'm selling you a couch, so I give you the couch and I give you the handkerchief. That's the Kinyan. That's a Kenyan going in both directions, the same direction. The same direction, two things. So what's the Svar of Levi? Right, so what exactly is the message of Kenyan Chalipin? Let's continue, though, for a minute. Just by the way, there is a Machlokas we've shown him here, whether according to Levi it's Dafka Kelev Shel Makne, or it's even Kelev Shel Makne. Tosis right here on top, in the little Tosis, B'Kelev Shel Makne, Tosis quotes Dafka. Dafka B'Kelev Shel Makne, V'lo B'Kelev Shel Kone. Right, to Hamikra Yalef, because as we'll see, each one of these Shitas has a Pasuk to back them up. So that makes it even stronger, unusual shita. Davka makne, not kone. Okay, we'll have to figure it out. So Amalei Rufuna meet this guy to Larava. So 1 second, says the Gemara. Ula Levi, Damar b'Kelev Shel Makne. According to Levi, it says Kelev Shel Makne, meaning the asset and the handkerchief are going in the same direction from the makne to the kone. So Haka Kani Ara Agav Glima. Is this a Kinyan Agav? Right, Kinyan Agav, as we've said, right, you're giving the handkerchief, and Agav the handkerchief, you're being makne, you know, whatever you're being makne. Let's say you're being makne a piece of land. I'm giving you a piece of land with Chalipin. Does that really work? That's an opposite Agav. Im kein, havilu nechasim sheishla machrayis. There, you have nechasim of yeshla machrayis, which means land. V'niknim nechasim sheishla machrayis. And it's being nicknet through this handkerchief. But we know from the Mishnah Kiddushin, Agav is the opposite. You give land, and through the land, you give the metaltalin. So Amar Lehi says, no, you're misunderstanding Levi. If Levi was here, have mafik la'apach pulse denura, right? He'd throw at you sparks of fire. What does that mean? So Rashi says, I'll put you in Chayrim. It says the Ritva, what, because he didn't misunderstood his Rebbe, he's put him in Chayrim. So the Rebbe says, no, it must mean that he's going to throw sparks of fire at you. He'll explain to you, he'll use svaras, amazing svaras, to explain to you with Shita. That's what it means. Put him in Chayrim. Because you give a different wrong pshat. Difficult Rashi, exactly what that means. So says the Gemara, so he says, no, this is what Levi means. Misavras glima makni lei. He's not being makna him the glima, right? The handkerchief, the sudar. He's not really giving it to him. But what is going on here? Bihahi hana'a to come a kabel binei gomer va'akmilei. With the hana'a that the makne gets by seeing the kone accept his handkerchief. Right? He accepts it. Oh, he feels great. He feels great about that. Right? If I go over to my Rebbe and I give him my sefer. Right? It makes me feel great. Oh, my Rebbe accepted my sefer. If somebody important accepts a gift from me. Oh, it's great. Makes me feel so good. So I am getting through that hana. I am gomer u'maknilei. I have full gemiras das to be able to go through with this kenyan. What do you see throughout these lines? Why does the Gemara give a whole three-line explanation of Rav? What is this last line? It's many achronim say. I'll read it to you from Rav Soloveitchik, from one of the Masorah journals. Kinyan Chalipin is a very different kenyan than every other kenyan. Every other kenyan under the sun has two aspects. What we call a maisa kenyan and what we call das kenyan. A kinyan mishicha, you pull, says a maisa, and also there's das to be kone. Kinyan hagbah, lifting up. Kinyan chazaka, you know, shoveling in my lands. Kinyan mesira, giving over the reins of an animal. Right? There's a maisa kinyan, there's a physical act, and there is das to the kinyan. Let's play old kinyan.
Kinyan Chalipin is an exception. Many Achronim say this. Why? Kinyan Chalipin is purely Das Kinyan. There is no Maisa Kinyan, really. Right? I give you a handkerchief. That's a Maisa Kinyan. Libin Kona. That, what looks like a Maisa Kinyan, is really just a concretization of the Das of the person. This shows that he's really serious. I not only just, you know, say, okay, I'm going to be Kona. Right when the chassan at the chassan stitch picks up that handkerchief, that is a concretization of his das. You don't need it, maker adin. But this is a concretization that he is really serious. Right? So he writes in the Masorah journal, what in Chelik Beis, one second, the shiny kinyan sudar, the be'emes, ain benesin askelav shal kona el yadamakna, shum simish alavaris bailus, vein shum siba, v'tam lomar, shetashamish pulazu kamaisa kinyan, Elanira Lomar Shainu Ela Simin Laharos Yishkan Gemiriz Dash Shlema Al Hakna. We call Das HaMakna Shlema VaChamur Azu Huch Techala Kinyan. To put it in a line, as the Rav just said it, most Kinyanim are Sibos for Bailus. They cause Bailus. Chalipin is a Simin for Bailus. It's a reflection of the Das that I have giving you over the Bailus. There are many, many Rayas that this is true about Kinyan Chalipin. One of them is right here, this Gemara. This whole Gemara is about Das. Right? Das Makna. Why does it make sense for the Makna to give, the Makna is giving the asset. So maybe we should even use his handkerchief. It tells us this Dafka, his handkerchief. Why? Because we need his Gemira's Das to show that he's serious to give over the item. And even Rav, who says Kona, Caleb Shal Kona, what does the Gemara say? It's all about Gemira's Das. I'm giving him this, so it shows that he's serious. Right? It's all about Das. Other examples. Again, many rise to this case. Give you one. Edim. We discussed it yesterday. According to some Rishonim, the Ravid, the Rabbeinu Machlokas about had on the Sefer Gemara yesterday, some Rishonim hold that for Kinyan Chalipin it needs to be witness for it to be Chal. Edim. We ask, why is that? Kinyan Agba works without Edim. Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Chazaka, no Kinyan needs Edim. Okay, you won't be able to prove it unless there are Edim. But it works without Edim. So why Kinyan Chalipin? Why, according to some Rishonim, the Ravid and others, do you require witnesses? So the answer is, if Chalipin is all about a concretization of a person's da'as, it's all about da'as, then it could very well be that we need the Edom to witness that. We need the Edom to witness, to realize, because this isn't just a Maisa where the Maisa stands on its own. There is no Maisa here. It's all about the da'as, and if it's about the da'as, that's why you might need Edom. Another Raya. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, and I'll take your question. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadik Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, by a Kinyan, how much time do you have to be Chozerbo? Let's say I pull your cow, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want this cow. Can I retract? Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'kol Darki Akanoya, Ein Shum Echanayim, Yochol Achzerbo, La'achar K'dei Dibur. La'achar K'dei Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori, 4 seconds, right, that's it, it's finished. Kinyan's over. B'kinyan Suder, Kol Echan Mishneim, Yochol Achzerbo, Kol Zman She'oskin Ba'oso Inyan. As long as you're still involved in the case. Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. Which could be 5 hours. Right? He's still talking about the case. Why is this different than all other kinyanim? Answer is, if you have a maisa kinyan, then the focus is that act. Once that act is finished, you have tokeni dibur after the act, boom! If you finish, 5 seconds later, the act is done. But by chalipin, there is no act. It's all about the das. It's all about the das, then the das takes a long time. As long as you're a sukin bosu inyan, you're still talking about it, so then there's longer time. Again, there are many rise to this. One more I'll quote, and then, again, as we always say, we'll quote at the end if there's more time. Chalipin is the only kinyan that is the universal kinyan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tzadik Hei says, the Gemara says it, but the Aruch HaShulchan expands upon it, chalipin works both by karka and metaltalin. All other kinyanim only work by one. Right? Metaltalin is by Meshicha, Ketav Shtar and Chazaka are by karka. Right? So chalipin works by both. It's universal. Why? Because there's no focus on the Maisa that would be appropriate for one thing and not for the other thing. Chalipin is all about the Das, and that's what makes it so flexible in terms of working for anything. Okay, but anyway, all of that idea comes from this Gemara. This is the Gemara that gives us the secret to Kinyan Chalipin, that it's all about the Das and the Gemira's Das of the Makna, of the Kona. All the Lashonos of this Gemara are very telling. Okay. One other Ha'ara, the Ritva here discusses that, but the last line of the Gemara that we just read is, and that is that if somebody accepts your money or accepts your present, you're very happy. But the Gemara in Kiddushin of Zion discusses, what about if the woman gives the man something? If a woman goes up to a man and says, here, accept this. I'm so happy that you accepted it. With that hana'ah that you're giving me right now, I'm married to you. And the man says, Hari amukudesh asli, with this hana'ah that I'm giving you right now, by accepting your present. Does that work? So Gemara says, no, except by an adam chashuv. Because an adam chashuv, so then, if the adam chashuv accepts the woman's present, then she gets a lot of hana'ah. So, ask the Ritva, so our Gemara doesn't have that limit. Our Gemara says it by anybody. Not by only by an adam chashuv. So, says the Ramban in Kiddushin there, well, there's different requirements for Kiddushin and Mecher. By Kiddushin, you need a real high level of hana'ah. Only an adam chashuv. Only an adam chashuv accepts my money. But if it's just some person, that's not going to be enough for marriage, even though it might be good enough for Mecher. Let's continue. Kitanoi. This machlokas between Rav and Levi, even though the Gemara gave svaras for it, it's really based on psukim. Machlokas tanoi. Okay, that's what Tosa says. Right. That's what Tosa says. Well, there are other Rishonim that argue on Tosa. That say that Levi is not Dafka. That it's even Caleb Shalmakne. Caleb Shalkona also, but even Caleb Shalmakne. Let's but first is Machlokas Tanam. Zoslof Nimi Yisrael al Tu Ugula al Tumura. L'kayim kol Davish La'avish Da'al Lovin Asan L'Reyehu. That's the whole Pasuk from Megillas Rus. And we darshan. Gula Zumachira. Gula means sale. V'cheinu Omer Lo Yigael. Tumura zu chalipin. Tumura refers to chalipin. V'cheinu omer lo yechlifenev lo yamiro so. Right, chalipin by the isser of tumura. Alakayim kol davar, which just means substitute. Alakayim kol davar, shlafish nalo, v'nasal re'ehu. Right, take off your shoe and give it to your friend. Minas alami. Whose gives whose shoe to who? So machlokas. Boaz nasal l'goel. Rav Yehuda omer goel nasal l'boaz. Right, so that's the machlokas. Kilev shalkon or kilev shalmakne. Did the goel, Ploni Almoni, take it off, or did Boaz take it off? Period. So that's a machlokes. Machlokes Tanoi. Tana says the Gemara. Konim Mikli Avabishim Boshevapruta. More halachos in Kinichalipin. You're allowed to use a kli even though it's not worth a Shevapruta, right? Use a feather, right? Or some little tissue for Kinichalipin, even though it's not worth a Shevapruta. Tosis quote, yeah? Correct. If Levi holds like Rav, so then right, it's saying that in the story the bigger chiddush happened, but really the other one could have happened too. So the Gebraisa says, "Kone b'kli," even though it's not worth the shavapruta. Tosfos discusses why could you even use something that's less than a shavapruta? Because this is not a nesina. This isn't a nesina shel kesef. Nesina shel kesef requires a shavapruta. This is not a nesina shel kesef. Tosis just quotes, this is a nesinas min'al, not nesinas mamon. Right? So this is a different type of nesina, and therefore even less than a shavapruta. Again, we don't have time right now, but this relates to nesinas truma, nesinas get. Whenever there's a nesina required, is it like a nesinas kesef or something different, which might allow us for less than a shavapruta, like the Ksos and Simon Reish, when he discusses nesinas get, could be even on an iser hana. Right? Why? Because that's a different type of nesina. That's a nesina that's not related to what he calls a hakna'a. It's just an act of giving. You could physically give an iser hana'a. Right? So here too, you could do an act of nesina, even though it's not worth a shavapruta. Amar of Nachman. So this is the machlokas we referred to already twice. But now we have it. Amar of Achlo Shanu Ela Bakli. Rav Nachman says, Chalipi can only be a kli, because it's like a shoe. Avo Baperi Elo, you can't give fruit. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Baperi is even fruit. My time of Nachman Amar Kra Na'alo. Na'al in midiach mini lo. Rav Nachman says it says a shoe, so it's dafkas and something like a shoe, which is a kli. My time of Rav Sheshes, why did Rav Sheshes say even fruit? Amar Kra L'kayim Kol Davar. Because that includes, L'kayim Kol Davar, that includes anything. L'Rav Nachman Nami Hatzil L'kayim Kol Davar. What does Rav Nachman do with that phrase? Hahu L'kayim Kol Davar to nikne b'mina. No, that just means anything could be nikne with chalipin, but not that you could use anything for the mechanism of chalipin. You have to use a kli for the mechanism. Rav Sheshes nami yaksiv na'alo. According to Rav Sheshes, why does the pasuk specify shoe then? If you could even use fruit, amalecha Rav Sheshes manalo davar hamesuyam afkal davar mesuyam. You have to use something whole, something shalem. Lafuke chati rumen b'chati egos delo. You can't use half a pomegranate for a chalipin. Can't be a davar she'ena mesuyam. It's got to be whole. Period. Amr of Sheshes b'rei d'Ravidi keman kasvina na'idna. So according to who do we write the following today whenever we do chalipin, right? We're familiar with this from the Ksuba. But mana d'kasha l'miknibe. We write the phrase of, we use a kli that is kosher to be kone with.
Right, those four words. So we darshan every word. Bimana lafugim the Rav Sheshes. Darmakone beperos. We use the kli, right, to exclude Rav Sheshes. Dekasher lafugim the Shmuel. Excluding Shmuel. Da amar, because Shmuel holds konin bimaroka. Shmuel says that he could use a kli that is made out of the dung of cattle. Rashi explains, a disgusting type of kli, so that's not mana dekasher. That's not an appropriate kli, so we exclude that. Lemikne, the next word. Laafuke mi de Levi. Lemikne excludes Levi. De Amar be Caleb Shalmakne. Levi says, Caleb Shalmakne, you use Kamash Malan. Lemikne velo leknuye. Kamash Malan, we're using it, Lemikne, to acquire. The Kone is using it, velo leknuye, which is to transfer, to give over. So each word, the word, is against Levi. Bey, what does the word bey teach me? Rav Papa Amar, lemeute matbeya. To exclude, you can use this kli, it, but you can't use a coin for chalipin. For a zvidvi tamer of Ashi Amar, one more. What is bay excluding? Lemute isri hana. You can't use an isri hana for chalipin. Again, if we learned to be Ian, you'd figure out why it's not good for this nesina, while we do paskin that if you're at a get on isri hana, it is good. Right? So that's a nesina and that's a nesina. They're both not regular nesinas mamon. Why is one good, one not good? But not for now. Ikad Amri, a different, slightly different version. Bey, we darshan the words differently. What is bey? Amr Papa Lemute Matbeya. Bey excludes Matbeya. Dekasher, Amr Zidvi Tamer Avashi Lemute Isiriya No. Ava Marika Lo Itzterich. You wouldn't need a lima to exclude Marika. It's disgusting inherently. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to use it for kin. Period. Weiter. Asimon Kones Matbeya. Vachulu. Our Mishnah said that an Asimon, which we translated as a coin which wasn't minted yet, right? It just was the flat metal, right? So therefore it's not considered a coin, money. So we consider that the merchandise, the peros, and whatever you're paying for it, the matbeya, is considered the tiva. So asimon kones matbeya. So my asimon, what is an asimon? So we already know the maskana, but first we have to get there. Amar Rav. Rav first suggests, most anitanos besimin lebeis amerchatz. When you used to go to the bathhouse, Rashi explains that the bathhouse attendant wanted to make sure he knew how many towels were left, and how many towels he needed, and how many soaps and shampoos. So you gave him something that was basically worthless, but just that he could keep count. Some old, you know, a used coin, an old-fashioned coin that's out of circulation now. So you used to give it to him so he could just at least have some count. At least have some count. That's what an asimon is. So Meisve, he says the Gemara 1 minute, but there's a mission in Meisr Sheni. In Mechalalim Meisr Sheni al asimon, vi almos anitonos, mos, velo, I'm sorry, almos anitonos besimon beis amerchatz. You see they're listed separately in the mission Meisr Sheni. Mechalad asimon la mos anitonos besimon beis amerchatz. You see they're two different things. You can't say an asimon is that if the Mishnah lists them as two separate items. And if you want to say, really, the second line in the Mishnah is explaining the first line, it's really one item. You know, we have a brisa that says, beferish, as you're going to see, two different things. Because one of them is agreed, and one of them is a machlokes. Mechalalin meiser sheni al asimon, divrei Rabbi Dosa. V'chachamim omrim ein mechalalin. There's a machlokes, whether you're allowed to be mechalel, deconsecrate the kedusha of Meisr Sheni on an asimon, but v'shavin, but they both agree she'ein mechalin almos anitonos besimon beis amerchas, that you can't use a kli that's out of circulation that's used for the bathhouse. So you see, they're two different things. So you can't say asimon is that. So el amar of Yochanan, my asimon pulsa. So you're right, asimon is a pulsa, which is that what Rashi quoted on the Mishnah earlier. It means an unminted coin, just a piece of a silver that the government did not stamp yet. The odds are Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei. And Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his own shita, assuming an asimon is something without a form, as we'll see from his next line. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan made this statement that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. So Rabbi Dosa had the Amran. Rabbi Dosa was just said. Rabbi Dosa is the one that just said in the previous brisa that you cannot, you're allowed to use an asimon, but you're not allowed to use a nitano simon beis amerchatz. And Rabbi Shmuel, how are we going to prove Rabbi Yochanan? From the following. Rabbi Shmuel, Mayhu. Where is Rabbi Shmuel? Ditanya, the Brisa says, V'sar dakez biyadecha l'rabos kol davar hanitzra biyad. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel includes something for in Meisr Sheni. We don't exactly know what davar hanitzra miyad liyad is, but we know it from the contrast. Rabbi Akiva Omer, l'rabos kol davar sheisha lav tsura. Rabbi Akiva says, you need to use a coin that has a tsura, a stamp on it. Mashma, there Rabbi Shmuel held that you did not use that. You did not
need that. You could even use a coin that does not have its surah on it. So you see, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting this. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can use a coin that doesn't have its surah. So if Rabbi Yochanan put Rabbi Shmuel together with Rabbi Dosa, it must be that that's what Rabbi Dosa means as well when he says Asimon. It's a coin without a tsura, without a stamp. Okay. Two dots. Back to the Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said, as we mentioned five times already, that when you're trading asset and money, peira and tiva, the kinyan kicks in by the peira, by the asset, but not by the paying. So that is really a machlokas amoraim, and here it is, right here. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mos Konos. Rabbi Yochanan holds, gotta remember this, but Metzia Mem Zayin is the machlokas about Mos Konos. Rabbi Yochanan says that Mida Oraisa, right when I give money for a transaction, the Kenyan works. Mida Oraisa, according to Torah law. So why do I say I need Mashiach? As we mentioned before, because maybe after I pay, you're not going to be Moser Nefesh for my stuff, which is still in your Rishus, and it's going to get ruined. And therefore, for this benefit of society, Chazal were Oker, the Kenyan of Ma'os. Tosfos discusses in Nisrafu, so why didn't Chazal just say you need both? Why'd they switch it? They took away Ma'os and they put in Mashiach. So why didn't they just say you need both, Mashiach and Ma'os? So Tosfos says, Hiksha Rivan, am I if Kiyo Chacham and Kinyin Ma'os? Why do you need both? Tosfos the answer is, I Mashiach Levada lo tikne, shed yomar lo keach lamocher, Nisrafu chidech ba'aliyah. If Mashiach itself wouldn't be Kona, then you'd have the opposite problem, right? If I pull it and it's not mine yet, so then again, this is v'chidech ba'ali in the opposite direction, right? If the buyer is going to let it not be mosi nefesh for it, so you have the same problems. That's why you say just mashiach works. In Erevin, Tosfos gives another answer. He says you can't require two kinyanim for one act. If Moses is fundamentally a kinyan and mashiach is fundamentally a kinyan, so just require one. You can't require two things for the same. Okay, so that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Mos konos midrabbanan, we say not. Sof man deshade deleika boy shlume. He says, Gemara, what do you mean? Why do you need this takana for? Whoever set the fire will pay for it. So what do you need the right? Whoever set the fire? So Gemara says no. Maybe nobody set the fire. Alexer shema tipol to like a bonus. Maybe an onus will occur. Imuk maslu bershu say, and therefore if, and again the Rishonim say here doesn't mean mamish onus, because then it would make a difference how much he's guarding it. It means something that's unexpected. So imuk maslu bershu say. So if you keep it in the mocher's rishus, so maser nafshi tarachu matzel, so it'll be moser nefesh to save it. And if not, he wouldn't be Moser Nefesh to save it. That is all the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Midra Raisa Mos Konos, Midra Abana Not. What is the Makar in the Torah for Rabbi Yochanan that Mos is Konos? Gemara doesn't say. What's the Makar in the Torah for Mos Konos? So that's what we get from the Machlokas Rashi, Rach, Rashba. Three Shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi, not here. That's the Rashi on the previous daf that I mentioned. Look back at Rashi and Menvavim Abayz. Fourth medium line. Fourth medium line in Rashi, Mevavim Abayz. Rashi says, Kida Ashkechan Gabi Kona Mina Hekdish. Sha'amra Torah, V'nasan HaKesef, V'kam Lo. Mevavim Abayz in Rashi. Rashi says the Makar is buying something, redeeming something from Hekdish. Kidya Mina Hekdish. That's the Makar. Asks the Velt, asks all the Rishonim on Rashi, how could you learn Hedyot from Hekdish? I'm going to have it from Hekdish. Right? Hekdish it works. How can you learn Hedyot? Chomer Hekdish Mina Hedyot? The Pnei Yeshua deals with that question, but that's Shita number one. Shita number two is Rabbi Nachananel, right on Ardaf, Memzayin Mabez. Rabbi Nachananel on the second wide line, second word, Im Gufo Kone, Ma'os Lo Kol Shekein. We know that Kesef could acquire an Eved. So if Kesef could require an Eved, surely Kesef could require anything. If it could require somebody, then surely that's the Kavachomer of the Rabbi Nachananel. And finally, the third Shita is that of the Ramban, that of the Rashba, and that is, it is a Svara. It is a Svara. Kesef is the most ubiquitous Kenyan. That's what works. That's the Pashtus Kenyan in the Torah. Misvara ka'amar lefisha rov ha-kinyanim nasin bekesef. Right, that's what the Rashba says. The Ramban, Iker mashma'usei dekra bekesefu, dechsev okana, derkneye bekesef. We discussed back in Baba Kama Memvav that Svara has the status of a Dindar Isa. Right, that's why most konas devar Torah, because a svara is on the level. The Gemara sometimes asks, "What do you need a pasuk for?" It's a svara, right? Because the svar is on the level of a daraisa. Those are the three shitas. What's the makkah for Rabbi Yochanan midaraisa? Rashi, Rabbi Nachananel, and the Rif, by the way, also goes like Rabbi Nachananel, and the Rashba, and the Ramban. That is all Rabbi Yochanan. Back to the Gemara. Reish Lakish Amar. Meshicha mefreshes min haTorah. No, Meshicha, that is did Rabbanan. Meshicha is a did daraisa. My time at the Reish Lakish. Where does Reish Lakish say that from? By the way, this is the raya that the Rashba brings, that the Gemara doesn't ask my time at Rabbi Yochanan. It must be a svara. It only asks my time at the Reish Lakish, quoting a pasuk. To Amar Kra, really it's Minalan. It's not like a my time. It's Minalan. Where's the source? Amar Kra, v'chisim kru memkar la misecha, okonom yana misecha, dover ha-nikne miyad liyad. Something that is nikne from one to the other, which means kinyi meshicha. There's kinyi meshicha in the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, miyad lemute karka, deles be'ona. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, miyad is to exclude karka. Right, it doesn't mean that miyad is a kinya meshicha. Miyad is just there to tell me. The context of that pasuk is the isra of ona'a. As you mentioned before, miyad teaches me that there is no ona'a when it comes to karka. Three shitas in the Rishonim, what that means, we'll start with that Bezrim tomorrow. What does it mean, ein ona'a l'karkos? We'll have to get to that. Is there an aveira at least? Rambam, all of Rishonim get into the act. Let's continue first. V'reish lakish, imkin l'chtav krav, v'chisimkru memkar. Miyad misecha al tonu. Reish Lakish says, if it's just to exclude karka, just say that. O kana lamali. What does that extra phrase mean? Shema min ala meshicha. That teaches me meshicha. Alor Rabbi Yochanan o kana mayavile. What does Rabbi Yochanan use that extra phrase for? Mivale, look at the Tanya, the following. V'chizim kru memkar al tonu. Ein li elashin is analokeach. I only know that if the buyer gets ripped off, there's an avera. Nisana mocher minayin. How do I know if the seller got ripped off? He sold it for too little. Tamalomar o kana al tonu. Then you know it from that o kana. Reish Lakish, Tarti, Gamar, Minei. Reish Lakish says, no, you learn both from that phrase. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow we'll start with the three shitas about Ein and all the Karkos, and then we will continue. Again, this daf was jam-packed. You realized it in Hazav. You might say, oh, Hazav. Mem Zayin is a shas daf. You have Chalipin, you have Kinyan Meshicha, you have Moos Konos, and these are dafim that we have to remember. Okay, we'll stop here.